Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 19:11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Discretion is that ability to judge critically of what is correct and proper, united with caution and primarily regards one's own conduct. Using this definition to paraphrase the first half of this proverb, I can say it this way. The ability to judge critically what is correct and proper will put off anger to perhaps another time, or may put it off altogether. Discretion takes time. It takes thought. The mind is engaged when discretion is being used. Emotion gets in the way and tries to barge ahead of discretion, but discretion is in charge of emotion and tells it to cool off until reason comes to bear. Time with reason will weaken the strength of any emotion. Discretion is a power that is of great value to a man or woman, because it has immense positive effect on something that can be very harmful to a person. Discretion should be sought from the Lord. Do you have discretion? If you do, it is a tool that will hinder anger from coming too quickly. It is a tool that applies the brakes to anger and causes anger to take a back seat and wait to be called at the proper time. Discretion may not eliminate anger, because anger is not supposed to be totally eliminated in all cases. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." So there is a time to be angry, but this verse tells us that deferring anger is of great value. God tells us that there needs to be an interval between that emotion which rises in us and any outward manifestation of that emotion that comes with anger. Anger has a place in life. God displays His anger, and God expects us at times to be angry. But because we are sinners, God gives us a controller of anger, and that controller is discretion. God knows our frame, and He has given us the tools that we need to be wise as we go about our daily living. God desires that we not be quick in expressing anger, either out loud or within ourselves. See what He says in other proverbs about anger. Proverbs 12:16, "A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame." Proverbs 14:29, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly." Proverbs 15:18, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." Proverbs 16:32, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Even Poor Richard's Almanac talks about anger. "A man in a passion rides a mad horse." The end of passion is the beginning of repentance. Anger is never without a reason, but seldom with a good one. William Penn said, "Every stroke our fury strikes is sure to hit ourselves at last." And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "A man makes his inferiors his superiors by heat." You want to know if you have discretion? You want to know whether you are a wise man or a fool? How do you handle an affront? This is the test that reveals whether or not you are a slave to your own passions. The world tells us to get even, to tender insult for insult, but the Christian standard is not rendering railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. A fool will not allow any semblance of an affront to be unanswered, but the wise man will not only defer his anger, but will also pass over that which offends, and even figure out a way to make the whole event a blessing. The wise man, by appropriating the grace of God, comes to a point in life where it is his glory to pass over offenses. Do you think that every transgression against you ought to be mentioned? Passing over or letting an affront that you receive pass without mention is a godly thing, but only with discretion is such a thing possible. Find out your discretion quotient. See if you are able to take a pass on the next transgression that raises its head toward you.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.